Welcome to the Confidence Club, where you'll get your weekly dose of all things mindset, personal growth, and self-development. I'm your host, Renelle Briggs, entrepreneur, podcaster, and digital creator, and I'm so excited that you're here. I love helping people discover their true potential to help them show up confidently in their life and reminding them that they are capable of making all of their biggest dreams come true. If this is your first time here, welcome to the club. Make sure to hit that follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening so that you can stay up to date with all the episodes. If you get value from today's episode, let me know by leaving a rate and review or sharing on your socials and tagging us at the Confidence Club underscore. Ready to feel inspired? Then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Confidence Club podcast. It's your host, Renelle Briggs, and today I'm here solo for the second episode of the mini book reviews. But first, I just need to say happy birthday to the Confidence Club. Today's March 1st, the day that I'm recording this, and 1 year ago today, I started my podcast, and it's been amazing. It's been such a great journey. This is probably one of my favorite passion projects that I've ever worked on, and I'm just so proud of what it's created and what has come from it in the last year, and I'm super excited to see what's to come in the future. I had to celebrate today, so I bought a cake, and it's super cute. You can see it over on Instagram, but yeah, I'm just super excited. Like, this has been such a fun journey. I'm super excited to see where it takes me next, and yeah, so cheers to 1 year. Happy birthday, The Confidence Club. So, like I said, today I'm here solo for the second episode of the mini book reviews. So as I mentioned last month, one of my goals for 2022 is to read 100 books. And so far I've read 13 out of 100. So six of them were in February, and those are the ones that I'm going to be sharing with you today. I thought it would be fun to share the books that I read with you, as well as some of my thoughts on each one. So if you're a reader yourself or are looking for a new book to read, this is the episode for you. Have you started using collagen yet? Collagen is all the buzz right now. That being said, there are a lot of choices on the market, but I chose to use Liquid BioCell from Moderna, and this is why. It's patented, it's singularly sourced, and it's molecular size. What does all that mean? It means that your body recognizes it and that your body will absorb it so you get the benefits you want. In fact, it's even recognized by Health Canada to help maintain healthy skin and to help relieve joint pain associated with osteoarthritis of the hip and knee. And it has all the clinical trials and science to prove its efficacy in treating them. I'm obsessed with this stuff, and taking it has become an important part of my daily routine. For it to become part of yours too, use code 904-8404 on the Moderna.com or Moderna.ca website for $10 off your first bottle. All right, let's get started. So if you haven't heard about the first seven books that I read, you can hear about those in episode 45. But today we're going to start from book number eight. So book number eight for the year is The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks. So in the last episode, I hinted to you that I was reading this book, or actually rereading, because I've read this book so many times. This is one of those books that, like, when you read it once, you're just bound to read it again and again and again and again, because it becomes one of those books that you see as a guide. And every time that I read it, like, something different stands out to me, which I think is so powerful. It's kind of funny because whenever, like, I pick up The Law of Attraction, it's like I feel pulled to read it, like, or called to read it, which is kind of ironic because it's The Law of Attraction. And every time I do, like, there's something in there that is exactly what I needed to hear. So it's so powerful. If you're interested in learning more about The Law of Attraction, this is, like, the book to read. Now, I'll be honest, like, when I first started reading this book, like, when I read it for the first time, I had already been introduced to, like, The Law of Attraction, The Secret, Manifestation, and so I kind of had a general knowledge of it already. So when I read this book, it wasn't as out there as it may be if you're just getting into this. So definitely keep that in mind, but that's another reason why I suggest reading it a couple times, because you might not get it the first time or even the second time. But if you keep rereading it over and over, you're bound to pick it up. So it's such a powerful book. If you're interested in the Law of Attraction or Manifestation, like, I definitely recommend adding it to your reading list. Book number nine was Something Borrowed by Emily Giffen. So this is actually another reread. I read this book at the end of 2021, and Something Borrowed is one of the first books that I started reading once I entered my, like, romance book phase. I think it was, like, the second book that I read. So I like this book a lot. Like, I love this book, obviously, because I read it again, but I, like, fell in love with the main character, and, like, you'll be rooting for her all the way through. essentially, I'll give you a quick synopsis because one of the other books I'm going to talk to you about is like linked to this one. So you kind of need to know, otherwise you're not going to understand. So essentially, like, there's these two girls that were best friends forever. Like, they're 30 now. One of them's engaged to a guy that the other girl knew from law school. And she was the one that introduced them to each other, not really knowing that she had feelings for him as well. And so I don't want to spoil anything else because I don't want to give away the plot line, but just know that you'll be rooting for the main character. She's kind of like an underdog, so I really liked that, and like there was a lot of things about her that I could kind of like resonate with, and even in like the situation, like it kind of reminded me of a situation from the past in my life, which I find that when I can relate to the character in a fiction book, it makes it that much more enjoyable to read. So this is a really good one. I'm a fan of Emily Giffen's writing as well. So it was a great book to add to the list. And yeah. So book number 10 was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And this is a third reread. Don't worry, I did read some new books in February. But it's kind of ironic because I used to be someone who would read a book once and then never read it again. And now it's like half the list is like books that I've already read. But this is another book like that's like on the same lines of powerful as The Law of Attraction. Because this is another book that will become a guide for your life. I don't want to spoil it for you, but I do want to share a couple of my key takeaways from this book. And I actually shared this in a TikTok video, so it's okay. Like, I'm not going to be, you know, spoiling anything that I wouldn't have already talked about. But this is like, I just want to preface, like, this is like a really good book about life. Again, like similar to The Law of Attraction, like I'll pick up this book when I have like this calling or this feeling that I should read it, because every time I read it, something different stands out to me, because that's like the lesson or the thing that I needed to hear at that moment. So I just want to share a couple of key takeaways from this book with you that I really like. And I think it really relates to kind of like the content that I talk about on this podcast and like just my brand in general around confidence. So the first thing is don't take anything personally. And for me, like the cool thing too is like you can interpret this in any way that you feel that relates to you. So for me, like I've had to really work through getting over what other people think of me and like other people's opinions about me, because when I have those thoughts in the back of my mind, it really holds me back from doing things that I know I should be doing and that I know I'm capable of doing. And so listening to like what this guy says in the book has just really helped me with that. And obviously, like, this is still something I'm working through. Like, I've really been focusing on it for like the last 3 years, but I'm still not completely overcome. I haven't completely overcame it yet. But this book really helps me because it always like puts things back into perspective in a way that I'd rather look at it instead of the way that I was looking at it before. And with that, like one of the other takeaways is don't make assumptions. So again, I related this one big time to like, don't assume that people are always thinking about you or making fun of you or talking about you. Like, they're so concerned with what other people think of them. Like, they're probably not even thinking of you that much. Like, somebody said, I don't know who said this, but they're like, you're not that special. And it's like, you know, to a certain degree, like, yeah, not every single person in the world is thinking about what you're doing. So if you don't make assumptions and you don't take anything personally, it's almost like you have like a force field around you where nothing can touch you. The other one was always do your best. And this is just like something I think that's really important with everything. And especially with a lot of content that I see on social media, like your best is going to look different on different days. And that's okay. Sometimes things are out of your control. And so if you just do your best on that day, then you can't expect any less. And then the last one is that happiness is a choice. So you're in control of your life. At the end of the day, no one else can live it but you. So again, like for me, this really just ties into the whole not letting what other people think about you dictate how you're choosing to live your life. Like at the end of the day, it's your life. Like nobody can live it but you. Like they're not, like what is their opinion really doing for you? Like if it's not serving you, then like get rid of it, because it's not worth it at the end of the day. Like don't waste your life thinking about what other people think about you and, you know, not doing things that make you happy because you don't want to be judged or because you don't want to, you know, be left out and things like that. Like you're gonna find your people that like that stuff too. So happiness is a choice. You're in control of your life, and at the end of the day, no one can live your life but you. All right, book number 11. So this is the other one by Emily Giffen, Something Blue. This is actually the sequel to Something Borrowed. And it's really cool because it's written from the perspective of the best friend. So like I said, there's two best friends in the book, and then this guy, and the Something Borrowed is written from the perspective of, the character's name is Rachel, and Something Blue is written from the perspective of Darcy. And the book like picks up right where it left off at the end of Something Borrowed, which is super cool. Like, I liked how that it picked up like that, and how she wrote it from the perspective of the other character. Now, I'm gonna be honest, like, I was kind of on the fence about reading Something Blue because I didn't like the character. Like, I didn't really like Darcy's character at all. And it's funny because it's like, obviously it's the way that Rachel's describing it, her, right? Like, it's coming from her point of view. So that's why I kind of decided, like, you know what, I'm going to give another chance because I have to see both points of view. And I still, like, to be completely honest, I still like Rachel better than Darcy. Like, I was reading the book and I'm like, I don't like her. Like, I don't like her character. But she has a lot of character development, which is really cool to see. And, like, even when I was reading it, I was, like, just, like, clapping my hands at Emily's writing style because she did such a good job, first of all, of transitioning from characters within like the same story, but also just like the character development in this girl is insane. Like, it's so crazy reading from the beginning of the book to the end of the book. Like, it just seems like a completely different person that she's talking about. So that was really powerful. And yeah, like, definitely a good read. Like I said, I'm a big fan of Emily Giffen's books, so that was definitely a good one. Okay, book number 12 was Second First Impressions by Sally Thorne. So I'm not gonna lie, this book was not my favorite. Like, and I was a little disappointed because I've read one of her other books, The Hating Game, which I absolutely loved. Like, I think I finished that book in like a day or something, a day and a half, because I was just like hooked. Like, every time I turn the page, I'm like, I gotta keep reading. And so I thought that, you know, I was gonna like this book too because it was by the same author, but I did not. Like, this one took me a lot longer to get through, like a lot longer. And these types of books typically, like I said, take me like a day or two because I'm just so hooked. And like, this one I think I was working on for like a week. And now that I'm thinking about it, like, after I've kind of reflected on why I liked Emily Giffen's books, like, I feel like the reason why I didn't like this book as much was because I didn't really resonate with any of the characters. And like I said before, like, I like to do that when I read fiction books. I like to kind of imagine myself as the character in the book and like feel what it's like to be them. But I did not feel like I wanted to be part of this book. So, and I didn't really like any of the characters in this book at all. So I think that might be why I didn't really enjoy it as much, and like why I wasn't excited to read it and stuff. That being said, because I really did like her other book, The Hating Game, I do want to read her book 99% Mine. I want to give that one a try. So let me know. Like, I'm curious to know if you read any of her books, what your thoughts are, if you like some of them, not others. Because yeah, like, I really liked that book. So I feel like maybe I'll like 99% Mine. Again, I think it just has to do with the characters. Like, I didn't really vibe with them. So I was just like, yeah, I don't want to be you. And like, when I'm like watching, even when I'm watching movies or like reading books, like, I'm just thinking about this now. Like, I like to watch movies and read books like that have characters that I want to be, like, and pretend that I'm in that, because I don't know, it's just like cool. It's like fantasizing. So if I'm reading a book and I'm like, I don't want to be part of this, it's kind of hard to want to read it. But yeah. Okay, and then the last book for the month, this one was Untamed by Glennon Doyle. Okay, I have seen this book everywhere, and now I understand why, because this book is amazing. I was reading it the other day, and I was just thinking about how I can't even put into words just how good this book is. Like, you'll have to read it for yourself if you haven't already. In like a little nutshell, it's all about being your most authentic self in a world that is constantly making you feel like you need to be someone else. So it is such a powerful read. And again, like, it really just ties into the confidence aspect of things that I like to share about. And again, like I was talking about, like, one of my biggest struggles is like overcoming other people's opinions of me. And so reading this book just gave me a really fresh perspective on that too. I actually borrowed this from the library, but I think I'm gonna have to buy myself a copy because I know that it's a book that I'm gonna be reading over and over again because it's just so good. So that's a wrap on my February reading list. I am curious to know if you read any of these books and what your thoughts were. My DMs are always open to chat, so let me know there. And if you have any book recommendations that I should add to my list, let me know too, because like 100 books is a lot, and I'd love to know what books you guys are reading and what you're loving, because maybe I'll love them too. So that is all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. Chat soon. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Confidence Club podcast, and I hope you're feeling inspired to take action towards your dreams. I would love to hear from you, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode, and leave a rate and review so I can continue to bring you content that serves you. If you got value from this episode, share it on your socials and with your friends by tagging at the Confidence Club. Want even more inspo? Follow the podcast at the Confidence Club on Instagram. Chat with you soon. Bye.